Just to end with one light ha'ara, and that is the primary topic of the sugya of the daf is Baal Ta'acha. But at the same time, the Gemara on the top of daf Heyam and Aleph brought a halacha, which is mentioned in other places in Shas as well, and that is that on Yontif, Gemara says it specifically regarding Pesach and Sukkot, there was a mitzvah of lina. So when a yid came to be oiler regel, to bring the Karban Pesach on Pesach, so he arrives in the Mokum HaMikdash, he stays for Pesach, he can't leave Matzoy the first night Yontif. But rather, Ufanisa Baboiker, you have to wait until the next morning, and then only V'alachta La'oyolecha. But you had to wait until that next morning, you had to sleep overnight. Says the Gemara, that just like you have such a halacha by Pesach, so too you're going to have such a halacha by Sukkot as well. How do I know that? From the Hekish, from the fact that the Torah said, B'chag HaMatzah is, B'chag HaShavuot is, B'chag HaSukkot is, the juxtaposition between Pesach and Sukkot teaches is just like Pesach, you have such a halacha, Ufanisa Baboiker, so too you're going to have the same exact halacha by Sukkot. Tosfos, on Daf Heyam and Aleph, quotes a Sifri, very, very important Sifri, and Tos asks a kasha from the Sifri. So we're going to focus more on the Sifri, less on the kasha. Taz brings us a free that says that any time a person ever brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, he had a chi of lina. So if a yid brought a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, he couldn't just go home. He had to stay overnight. He always had to stay overnight. Frey Taz says, if that's the case, why do I need a pasuk to tell me that on Pesach, ufanisa baboyke v'alachto loyolecho? Why do I need a hekesh to teach me that on Sukkot, ufanisa baboyke v'alachto loyolecho? On Yontif, the yidim brought karbanis. They brought the Eilas Riyah, they brought the Shalmi Chagiga. Now you'll tell me, the Eilas Riyah wasn't brought on Yontif. We know that from Beya. It was brought Erev Yontif, Beseder. The Shalmi Chagiga, maybe you also brought an Erev Yontif. But Tosis Kasha is, what about the Shalmi Simcha? Every single day a Yid had to eat a little bit of Karban Shlomim to be Mekayim as Mitzvah of Simcha. So if he had to eat from a Karban Shlomim in order for him to be Mekayim as Mitzvah of Simcha, so Lechuri is a Bala Karban, he brought a Karban. If he brought a Karban, so that means that he has an obligation of Lina anyways. Not because of a special din that Pesach is Mechayev Lina, Sukkot is Mechayev Lina, bringing a carbon is Mechayev Lina. So Frank Tais says, why do I need a pasuk by Pesach, and why do I need a hekesh by Sukkot? The Sefri says that every single time a yid brought a carbon, he couldn't just leave. You had to stay overnight. That's the halacha. There's a din of Lina. So Tais says, not fair. Because what's the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha? You don't have to bring the carbon. You have to eat from the basar of a shlomen. The basar of a shlomen was eaten for 2 days and a night. Which means that theoretically, a yid can bring a Shalmei Simcha Erev Pesach. He'll have 2 days to eat the basar. He'll be able to eat it that first day of Pesach. That night, by the Seder, he could even eat some of it. And then the next day, the first day of Yontif, he'll eat from it as well. Which means that if he would want to go home Matzah Yontif, he has no problem of, oh, I brought a carbon and there's a din lina falich bin abala carbon. What would be the issue? He brought a carbon yesterday. So Zok Taisviz, if the chiyuv of Basar and Simcha was to bring a carbon every day, it's good kasha. Every day you have to bring a carbon, that means every day you have to sleep in Yerushalayim. You're done. But Zok Taisviz, the mitzvah of Simcha and the mitzvah of Shalmei Simcha is a mitzvah to eat the Basar. Eat the Basar? I could eat a shlomim in 2 days, which means in theory I could bring a carbon yesterday and eat from it today. So if that's the case, says Taisviz, gvaldig, it's not a kasha. That's why we need a new din. That in addition to the halacha of lina, you bring a carbon, you have a mitzvah of lina. There's a mitzvah's lina on Pesach, and there was a mitzvah's lina of Sukkot. You know, today these are such abstract and obscure halachas. But once upon a time, every yid that came to be either regularly knew these dinim of lina. These were very important, practical halachas, right? How many nights are you staying for? It's another night. You have an obligation of lina. But this is the Sifri that Taisus quotes in Rosh Hashanah, Daf Heyam and Aleph, which says that every single time a yid brought a carbon, he had an obligation of lina. Now, just to clarify the obvious, and that is, when you learn kachim, you learn a lot about lina. But the lina in kachim is the psulina. What's psulina? Psulina means you have a murim that you were supposed to be makter on the mizbeach, and you didn't bring them when you were supposed to. Now it's already tomorrow. Shain tzi shpeit. At this point, the basar is going to be puzzle because of the psulina. You have dam. You brought a carbon. Now you have to take the dam, you have to spritz it. What if the dam is sitting around tomorrow? So now the dam becomes possible lina. So usually when you think of lina, you're thinking of in terms of psul lina. But in addition to the psul lina in kachem, there's also a mitzvah lina in kachem. And that mitzvah relates to any person that brought a carbon. So just to end with one dover nifla that the Michas Chinuch brings in mitzvah kuf lamed vav, it's in oy zayin, and he brings it from one of his talmidim. He said he heard something from one of his talmidim, and it's a dover emes because safti kena la gilyim by Rambam Shali. He was so excited that he even wrote this on the side of his Rambam. The Rambam in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash, and this is in Perakei Alocha Zayin, says that he's talking about the Kohen Gadol, says the Rambam, that the ubayis yeloi mucham b'mikdash, the Kohen Gadol had to have a special chamber, special room in the Beis HaMikdash. V'hine kras of Masechtas Yuma fame, Lishkas Kohen Gadol, it was called the Lishkas Kohen Gadol. Ukfoidoi v'tefaretoi. The covenant and the teferes of the Kohen Gadol is mechayev shia yoyshe b'mikdash kol ayoy, that he should sit in the Beis HaMikdash the whole day. V'lo yetze ela lebeisai b'lvad, he should only leave to go home by Laila at night, or an hour or two during the day. This is very interesting because really the Kohen Gadol didn't have to do the Avodah every day. And Yom Kippur he had to do the Avodah, but ordinarily not. But says the Rambam, Kfoidei v'tefartoi of the Kohen Gadol is that he should be in the Beis HaMikdash the entire day, he should go home at night or an hour or two during the day. And then the Rambam says, V'yeh beisei b'Yerushalayim. The Rambam was supposed to live in Yerushalayim. The Kohen Gadol was supposed to live in Yerushalayim. Ve'einoi zaz misham. He's never allowed to leave Yerushalayim. That's what the Rambam says. So the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol had to live in Yerushalayim. Ve'einoi zaz misham. Stating that, only go home at night, an hour or two during the day. But kvoidei v'tefartei is to be in the Makom HaMikdash. The Rambam describing a little bit how manedar of the Kohen Gadol, not on Yom Kippur, every single day. So the Rambam says the Kohen Gadol had to live in Yerushalayim. The Einoi Zaz Misham. And the Velt is Matmiya. Nobody could understand where the Rambam got this from. Why? Why? Who says the Rambam had to live in the Kohen Gadol had to live in Yerushalayim? Mehechateisi. So the Michas Chinuch says that one of his Talmidim said, Yesh Leimer Gevaldik. You know why? Because every single day the Kohen Gadol had to bring a carbon. The carbon was called the Minchas Chavitin. It was a special carbon that the Kohen Gadol had to bring every single day. So he said, Lefi, the Sefri that Tosfos brings, that if the Yid brought a carbon, he had a Chiyuv Lina. So Memela, it's Pashut in math that the Kohen Gadol had no choice, but he had to be in Yerushalayim every single night. Why? Because every day he brought a carbon. So if every day he brought a carbon, every day he had a Mitzvah Lina, just like a Yid that came to be Meshalem Nidrei. What happened? After he went up to Yerushalayim, he couldn't leave the next morning. He couldn't leave that night. Ufanisa Baboiker. Why? Because he had a Chiyuv Lina. So every single day, said this Talmud of the Minchas Chinuch, L'chur, the Kohen Gadol had this. And the Minchas Chinuch was so excited. He said, V'ze emes ubarer, v'shamati zemi talmide yichye, v'kosafti kein ala gilyan by Rambam Shali. So on the bottom of the Minchas Chinuch, they bring that Rabbeinu Masker Sham, apparently someone has the gilyan of the Minchas Chinuch, and the Minchas Chinuch on the side of his Rambam wrote, Hashem Talmidai. His name was Chayim Moshe. So Mar Chayim Moshe, the Talmud of the Michas Chinuch, Sefsois of Doivavois Bekever. So he gave us this beautiful pshat in the Rambam, that when the Rambam says that the Kohen Gadol had to live in Yerushalayim, Ve'einoi Zaz Misham, what's the pshat? The pshat is because he had to bring a Michas Chavitim. If he had to bring a Michas Chavitim, see, he's a Balakor. Balakorban has a Mitzvah Lina, and because there's a Mitzvah Lina, so therefore he had to stay there. But just to end with one last Toysafa, and that is a well known Mishnah. It's a Mishnah Masechtas Hayriyas Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Mishnah over there is discussing the order of tzedakah. So someone has to give tzedakah. So you don't just give tzedakah. There's a cheshbon. It says the Mishnah, Koyin Koydim LeLevi, Levi LeYisrael, Yisrael LeMamzer, Mamzer LeNasen, Nasen LeGer, Ger LeEvin Meshuchra, Emosai, Bezman Shekulam Shabbat. That's if all things are equal. Avlam Hoye Mamzer Talmud Chacham. Let's say you have a Mamzer Talmud Chacham. The Koyin Gadol Ma'aretz, you have a Koyin Gadol Ma'aretz, Mamzer Talmud Chacham Koydim the Koyin Gadol Ma'aretz. So the Mamzer, even though, of course, he's much lower on the pecking order than the Koyin Gadol, but a Mamzer Talmud Chacham has Kedima over a Koyin Gadol Ma'aretz. This is the last Mishnah, Masechtas Hayriyas, Daf Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. So I once saw that Rabbi Reuven Margolis, in the Sefer Netzoytzeyar, it's on that Mishnah, in Masechtas Hayriyas, and he talks about it in his Margolis Hayam as well. So he said that we're comparing and contrasting. We're trying to make a point that if someone's a Talmud Chacham, he has Kedimah. So how do you bring out that point? The Mamzer Talmud Chacham versus the Kohen Gadol Amaretz. As if the Mamzer is That's the lowest. And the Kohen Gadol is Dachte Spritz. Stating that, if the Mamz is a Talmud Chacham, the Kohen Gadol is an Am Haaretz, the Mamz of Kohen Gadol is going to be Kohen. So he said, just to bring out the contrast between the Mamzer and the Kohen Gadol, he says, the Rambam says in Hilchas Klei HaMikdash that the Kohen Gadol's V'yiyah Beisai B'Yerushalayim V'Einoi Zaz Misham, that the Kohen Gadol is supposed to live in Yerushalayim and he's Einoi Zaz Misham. So Reuven Margolis with his epic Bekiya said there's an Ovis Rab Nosson, and this is in Perek Yud Beis, it's Breis Neches. It's talking about the Mamzer. Describes the Mamzer rather dramatically. And then it says that the Mamzer Lasad Lavoi is not going to be able to learn together with the Talmidim. The Mamzer is talking in the first person. He says, Ulafishani Mamzer Ein Yoshev Shainim Ein Talmidim. I can't learn between the Talmidim. Why? Says the Avistar Rav Nosson, Lafisha Ein Mamzer Nichlasli Yerushalayim Kolikir. Because the Mamzer is not allowed to enter Yerushalayim, Shanem Apostle and Zachariah, Vyoshav Mamzer Bashdod. That's what the Mamzer is. Not in Yerushalayim, as in Ashdod. But either way, said Rav Reuven Margolis, the Kohen Gadol was never allowed to leave Yerushalayim. He's so Kaddish. He can never leave Yerushalayim. The Mamzer is fakert. He's so posel. I can't get in Yerushalayim. There's no bigger merchik. Kohen Gadol can't leave Yerushalayim. The Mamzer can't enter Yerushalayim. But Afal Pi came Mamzer Talmud Chacham. Mamzer Talmud Chacham is Kaidim, the Kohen Gadol Am Haaretz.